Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I guess, piggybacking on what Mika Brzezinski was talking about over the weekend, you know, Joe Biden is wise, he's accomplished, he's successful. Well, it looks like the ladies on The View don't want Joe Biden to have to debate Donald Trump, I guess, because they might say something that, you know, that might make independents not want to vote for him. That's just one thing. But the other thing seemed to be, yeah, but he wiped the floor with Donald Trump, both debates he had with him. And so it's kind of like, well, why even have a debate at that point? And also, why give Donald Trump the platform, they were asking? Why give him the platform? I got to tell you, folks, it's getting worse over there in Democrat Party elite land, Democrat Party elite hallowed halls of power, and it's just trickling down now. If they're all sitting there saying, okay, where do we go with this? We just got to now build up Biden, and then we got to double down on don't give Trump a platform, because just as Hillary Clinton just said over in Munich, Germany at some security conference, you know, he wants to be a dictator. On day one, you know, they just can't get enough of this stuff, can they, folks? All right, but we know better, don't we? All right, welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition of the show. Welcome to hour number three. We're going strong this morning. Already had a lot of great direct messages. Already had a lot of great telephone calls, by the way. And 949-822-7959 is the number. We will open the phone lines at the bottom of this hour if you have a question or comment for our good friend, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. But welcome back, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you, just briefly, I think it was Sonny Hostin on the View who was saying, you know, don't give this guy a platform. You know, he's told us, you know, basically what he wants to do, blah, blah, blah. And it just seems like they really don't know what to do with the idea that Donald Trump is popular.
It's about the Democrats just want to cut off any debate. They want to cut off any access. They don't care about whatever voters may be out there. You know, after, I don't know who it was that was interviewing Charlemagne the God, but I mean, maybe they ought to invite The View, ought to invite Charlemagne the God on the show.
Yeah.
And see what he necessarily has to say about Trump. And Biden, particularly Biden.
I think that is a wonderful idea, but they will never do. No. Because you're right. And you hit it so right on the head, and that is there can be no discussion where, you know, Hillary Clinton saying Donald Trump wants to round up people.
Because of the way they look.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, that brings up the visions of, you know, boxcars and stuff like that. And they really do think that we are just that gullible to believe that what they're going to tell us, we're just going to take hook, line, and sinker.
And I think she was over at the Munich Security Conference.
Yes, she was.
And so I'm not quite sure what other world leaders that were there that heard her. And probably just going, sheesh, okay, right or wrong, I mean, this woman's nuts.
and maybe a little bitter as well. You know, I mean, in other words, do you think that she's waiting for people to come knock on her door and say, we need you to suit up, Hillary. It's time to get back in the game and go out there and be the nominee.
Well, you know, I'm fine with that. Put her in the race. Let's put her in there. Wouldn't that be just a, you know, I'm fine. You know, at the Democrat National Convention, you know, let's have Biden say that, you know, he's stepping down and that Hillary's going to, you know, take over. Let's do that, because that would be so much fun to go back and work to defeat her again.
I think you're right about that. And, or at the very least, too, maybe that's the solution to the Kamala Harris problem. Say, well, you know, Hillary's going to come in and run for vice president in an obvious way that she would eventually take over, basically.
Right. Wouldn't it be fun, you know, trying to compare those two to, like, Margaret Thatcher?
Right. Well, exactly. Yeah, and we're having a lot of fun, but what we're talking about is literally right on the money with this. You know, people have just had it, especially with this judgment, you know, in New York. And, you know, that's something we want to get into on the program this morning as well. You know, Donald Trump has to put all this money up, and to a great degree, this is so onerous that it almost appears, and I think this is maybe what they're trying to do, trying to make it such that he could never really appeal this, to make it so, make the bar so high.
Well, it's pretty high. I mean, now they're actually talking about the notion that he may have to sell one of his New York properties. The question is, who's got, you know, the money to step in there and buy that? No, much less would.
Especially at this point, because we know that real estate is, especially commercial real estate, is headed for what many are saying is a real disaster. Exactly.
Yes. And you know, they're saying it's not a friendly place to do business. So why would somebody step in there and buy the place if it's not a friendly place to do business? I mean, it's not. It's just absolutely not a friendly place.
Is the Supreme Court able to, if it was petitioned, either by Trump or by a friend of the court or something, is the Supreme Court able to say this is too onerous, a summary judgment?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I think it's first got to go through the appellate court. Mm-hmm. And indications are, in fact, that the appellate court will overturn this. But he still has to put up the money. So how does that work?
Well, I know that the SEC, I think, just recently said he could put up Truth Social, you know, for a merger or a sale or something. I don't know if he could realize it's supposed to be worth $10 billion or something, but I don't know if he could realize actual money from that, you know, fast enough to be able to do something.
He's got 30 days.
Yes, exactly. Well, and it is pretty onerous, and we'll talk about it more when we come back from the break. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We are heading through the overnight hours across America with Denise Simon, FoundersCove.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Don't go anywhere, because we are going to be right back. Stay right there.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michigan Democrat Representative Debbie Dingell, again out of Michigan, on Monday said she's sick and tired of all the discussion about President Biden's age. And she said this, folks, according to The Hill, that she has no concerns about his mental well-being and is now levying the same allegations, about cognitive decline or something, against former President Trump. Folks, I don't know. There was a signpost. We just went right by it, right? There was a signpost that said you're now entering the Twilight Zone, and now it's Donald Trump with the problems. It's not Joe Biden. He's fine, right? So, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, of course, with us here part of this hour here. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Yeah. So what do you think? Is Debbie Dingell lost her mind or is she?
Yes. Yeah, she had. Yes. Yeah. I mean.
I saw one article that said Donald Trump's cognitive decline is actually worse than Joe Biden's. And I don't know how to even start to address that. You know, it's as if it's like I said, it's like a Twilight Zone thing.
Well. I was thinking a little bit ago, we're an unhappy country, and it didn't take us very long to get there. And we're an unhappy country with virtually everything. And so what are people doing? They're finding little teeny places to find moments of happiness. And, you know, sometimes that's literally sitting on the internet and buying stuff from Prime, from Amazon. But,
right.
You know, just something happy to come to their house. But I wrote an article yesterday on Founders Code. There's something out there that happened during the Obama administration. There was a piece of legislation that was in place called the Smith-Mundt, M-U-N-D-T Act. And that is where the federal government cannot be involved in propaganda. Well, under the Obama administration, through the National Defense Authorization Act, they modified that piece of legislation, of which Obama signed into law under the NDAA, that the federal government can't be in the propaganda business.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Especially through the State Department. So now we know that they legitimately can lie to us. And they do. All the way down the line.
Right. Now this goes beyond, let's say, trying to deceive an enemy of the United States by, you know.
Listen, they lied to us about all things Russiagate. That's a big
one. Oh, sure. Big time.
Okay. They lied to us about leaving Afghanistan and how organized it was and then blah, 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 blah. And by the way, Al-Qaeda is back in the game, as is Islamic State. Remember, we had the over-horizon capabilities. Well, we're not doing anything about that.
No kidding. That's right. I mean,
what other lies have they been telling us? Oh, wait a minute. The Obama administration under John Kerry told us that Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. Well, it looks like they have enough nuclear material to have one by the end of this month. Or two, or five, or six.
And they're not just going to rattle their saber at that point.
Right.
Yeah. In other words, I think it's, you know, my estimation of terrorists have, you know, it seems to be, it's not so much what day is on the calendar or they're going to threaten this if you don't do that, but they go when they can go because they know that somebody's going to try to come along and stop them or take away their capability as soon as it kind of gets out or, they'll get hit with a drone missile or something like that. So if they're able to go, they go.
Well, we were also told, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, period. And I had a friend of mine call me yesterday that said, you know, you can't keep your doctor because what have they all done? They pretty much left. They've left the practice or they have the practice, but they just own the practice and you can't see the doctor anymore because they put physician's assistants in there. So you can't even see a doctor.
That's really true.
It's true.
But it always goes down this idea that, you know, we're changing it all for the better. You know, get on the bandwagon with Obamacare. Get on the other whatever bandwagon they're telling us that day.
Right. So, the left has screwed up education because of the unions. Our students are behind. Then if you want to be an athlete, if you're a female and you want to be an athlete, forget about that one because, you know, now you've got these, you know, gender jumpers that have decided they want to compete in women's sports. So they screwed that up.
And
screwed up the border.
Yeah.
Both borders. They screwed up the Middle East. They screwed up Ukraine. I mean, what happened to the IRS?
Yeah, but what you were talking about earlier and leading into all this, the basis of what you were starting to, what you were talking about right there, there's no happiness. And everybody is in a constant state, which I hate to say, you know, but generally speaking, everybody seems to be in a constant state of stress.
You're afraid to even click on emails anymore.
Yep.
You get these phantom random text messages on your phone. Where'd they come from? You know, customer services collapsed. Civil society's collapsed. The quality of products has collapsed. There's no pride. There's, porch pirates and, voting. We're not even sure that they can count. You know what? We're not happy. We're not a happy country.
Well, indeed.
I don't know how to get happy. really.
This isn't a phenomenon that's happening to the whole world. And overall, you do have people in countries who seem to be able to, you know, have a nice day. You know, it seems like.
Where?
I just mean to say that, you know, what's happening in our country seems to be so by design to just tear everybody apart that nobody can agree on anything.
Nothing. You can't get on an airplane without an incident. Or you can get on an airplane now. I think it happened, maybe in Atlanta it was, but you can get on an airplane without a ticket and a boarding pass.
Right, that's right. Yeah, that happened the other day.
Yes.
But it's just that there's no common ground. There's no way to say, okay, we do need to secure the border, but I just want to have socialized medicine, you know, but I can agree on this border thing. We got to close the border, you know, and somehow make some progress somewhere and battle it out on other fronts. But nowadays, it's every single thing. If we don't agree 100%, then you're my political enemy that has to be absolutely, you know, obliterated. And so there's no more horse trading to reach across the aisle. But I will qualify it with this, though, and that is, back in the day, there seemed to be a much greater common ground of values that was there. There wasn't such a great debate on some of these core issues. But now these core issues are at the very heart of things that say, look, you know, we got to stop this whole society the way that it's going. We need to tear down what America is all about. That's why I ran for Congress, because I want to, you know, I want to get rid of the Constitution. This kind of ridiculous nonsense, that stuff.
You got smash and grabs. You got businesses that have been robbed, you know, 10, 20 times. You got, you know, restaurants that, you know, having to raise their prices because of inflation. You know, you got people out there like this Barbara Lee woman out there in California wants to raise the minimum wage to $50 an hour. $50 an hour.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and can you imagine the amount? I mean, the $20 an hour for fast food workers already is having an impact.
Yeah, exactly. So they're laying off drivers and...
Mm-hmm. That's right. And go to the grocery store. I mean, people think that I can beat the system. I'll just go to the grocery store and buy food. And guess what? You can't beat the system that way nowadays. It's still too expensive. Yeah.
You know, where you could get four packages of ramen noodles for a dollar, now one package is a dollar.
That's right. Well, stay right there, Denise. It is Tuesday, everybody. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Coming back with us, we'll take your telephone calls as well. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there because we are coming back. I solemnly promise.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. Over the weekend, thousands gathered at a Texas megachurch for the first Sunday services following a shooting incident where a woman fired a rifle in the sanctuary. Pastor Joel Osteen presented it as a special service focused on healing. The shooter, who had a documented history of mental illness, was killed. Her 7-year-old son remains in critical condition. The U.S. conducted strikes against Houthi anti-ship cruise missiles and vessels on Saturday, including an unmanned underwater vessel the Iranian-backed rebel group has used. Five strikes in total were conducted against three anti-ship cruise missiles, one unmanned underwater vessel, and one unmanned surface vessel. Parts of California are under evacuation warnings due to heavy rain. The Weather Prediction Center has issued an excessive rain outlook for most of the state through Tuesday as another atmospheric river approaches from the coast. Much of California remains saturated from a recent powerful storm. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Kyle Warren.
That's right, you know the thing. We know the thing. We're going to keep talking about the thing. And that's what we do. That's why we're here, everybody out there. Welcome back to the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We have so much more to talk about and tell you about as we continue to press on through hour number three here on the program this morning. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. Also, the telephone line is 949-822-7959. And here to talk about the thing some more with us, of course, is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know. I mean, it is Tuesday. I've been saying Happy Tuesday this morning, and you know, I guess I'm in kind of a little bit of a silly mood on that because you know, we are having fun here on the program this morning. I'm glad that you're there, and we have a lot more ground to cover. We got the telephone lines lighting up here, so we'll get to them here in just a moment. But you know, what you were talking about earlier, Denise, I think is really on point. You know, things have gotten to become so discombobulated in our daily lives that there's no anchor in that sense to kind of hold on to things because it keeps spiraling out of control, it seems.
I see a lot of people out there that are really fighting to hold on. And I mean hold on as opposed to winning. If you understand what I'm saying.
Sure.
I mean, there are organizations, there are political action committees, there are think tanks, and I mean, they're really trying to do the right thing. And we're not getting there. We're just kind of stuck in idle, or losing the grip. And that, you know, conservative radio, is a good place to be, you know, because you can at least have a discussion here. But now what do we see? Well, we got George Soros that stepped in and has bought all the debt of what, 200-300 radio stations?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. And, well, we'll see where...
How's that going to go?
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, Anthony in Tampa. We've got Anthony calling in for you this morning. Denise, good morning, Anthony. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. You know, kind of following up on the misery that the country's fallen into, mm-hmm. when you have parents and wives and mothers surrendering their daughters to a songstress who supposedly is being hauded and heralded as the person of the year, the person of the decade, who sings about her failed relationships, who's seen in the game box celebrating chugging down beer. This is a 34-year-old woman who suffers from a Peter Pan complex. She's the quite opposite of Michael Jackson, and this is the example that young women are being directed to. Second of all, we got a guy who totally doesn't know one foot from the other, who's mm-hmm. residing in the White House, and we have a media who pretty much suppresses the terrorist groups, domestic terrorist groups, as far as concerning Antifa and BLM riots that they supposedly march along in quote-unquote peaceful protests, and that covert hiding place for disruptive and terrorist groups like BLM, yet the media just totally slips under the rug, doesn't mm-hmm. shed any light on them. But, oh, boy, you put a group out there that's, pro-life or patriots, and they're labeled as terrorists or white supremacists. Thank God that we have some black conservative radio hosts who are really stepping up and making their voices heard and making it known that there's blacks and Hispanics in this country who are not following the trend that the media wants to picture, paint mm-hmm. as being that they're all Democrats. No, there's conservative Hispanics and conservative blacks in this country who are stepping up and making their voices heard. But you won't hear that from the mainstream media. And I'm talking about one of the media networks that some conservative radio hosts don't seem to focus in on, and that's Fox affiliate stations. Miserable, miserable suppression of the truth. And I think people are still connecting with the need to disconnect, but they're being fed lies and deceptions.
Yep.
And we need to get on our own and take the initiative to search out the truth. And again, conservative radio is where it's at. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Anthony.
Thanks for saying that.
Appreciate the call. Well said. Yeah, what do you think, Denise?
Well, thanks for saying that. I mean, at least on conservative radio, you can have a debate. You can put out some facts. You know, you've got a little bit more time to discuss things instead of these 90-second snippets. You know, there's some people out there that are doing some, as I said, they're doing some good work, including just basic citizens that are trying to find the truth, and they're working hard to do it, and I want them to continue to do it, but I also want them to force multiply.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so more people can find these truths.
Exactly. Exactly right. No, I think you're right on point. I love that term, force multiply. Well, speaking of force multiplying, we got Neil in Henderson, Nevada calling us this morning. Good morning, Neil. You're on with Denise.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hi, Neil.
Thank you for putting me on.
Sure.
Denise, I want to piggyback on the comments I made about Ukraine last night. I know we probably disagree about this, but first, you know, the global media has already convicted Putin for being responsible for the death of Navalny.
Mm-hmm.
We have a tradition in our country. There's a Latin term out there, if I'm correct on this, a writ of habeas corpus. This probably goes back to Roman law and British common law. It's basically, where's the body? Give us the body. Present
two more
the
weeks.
Body of evidence. What's that?
They're not releasing the body for 2 more weeks.
Well, I mean, where's the evidence? That's really what it's what we're talking about here. You know, in our country, the government has responsibility to present the evidence and, you know, to give the accused an opportunity to attack the evidence in court. Let me get to my question, and I'm going on and on. I could go on forever. I just want to mention, first of all, Ambassador Taylor. The corruption in Ukraine runs deep. I'm saying decades deep. Burisma. I get the impression that Ukraine was an ATM machine for the State Department employees. But let me cut to the chase. My question for you is, when all the dust settles, all right, whether Ukraine becomes a state of, you know, the incorporated Russia, a country of Russia, or is an independent, who's going to rebuild Ukraine? That's my question.
Okay,
now,
good question.
You were telling me,
yeah, I was just
the $150 billion we've given them has not been spent. So, therefore, why does Zelensky need more? Furthermore, one other little detail. I've heard the Ukrainian army has been obliterated. Obliterated. Okay? Contrary to what Jack Keane is telling us, that they're winning the war.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's let Denise get a chance to respond to that so we have plenty of time for her to do that. But Neil and Henderson, I appreciate the call. I know we all do, but I hope we talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, yeah, take care. Neil and Henderson, everybody. Okay, Denise, what do you think?
Any kind of dissident to Putin, many of them, I shouldn't say any, but many of them have died to poisoning. There's, say, Sergei Skripal, who he and his daughter were poisoned and barely survived, and I mean barely survived, and that poisoning actually happened in London or in Britain. You know, we've got some oligarchs that were against Putin that have somehow fallen out of windows to their death. We have others that have been jailed. As I mentioned, I think yesterday, the former president of Yukos Oil. And, you know, I can kind of go on. I think we had a Russian back during the Obama administration, the late part of the Obama administration, that had owned a sizable media outfit in Moscow, and he was killed in DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C. Now we have Putin again inviting the leaders of the PLO and Hamas for the second time to Moscow. Look, I mean, I can really kind of go on, but there's a fascinating book that was written in 2014 by former CIA director, former Secretary of Defense Gates, and I suggest people read it.
Sounds good. Denise, thank you so much. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right, good deal. Thank you.
Thanks, Denise. Yeah, go check out that book, everybody. And Marianne St. Pete, thank you for holding on. I'm sorry we couldn't get to you this segment, but we'll talk to you again real soon. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back with Chris Markowski.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You can never know what it's like. You're flooding like winter, freezing just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tuesday. And we are rolling through the overnight hours with you across America. Glad to be with you. Glad you're there. And folks, don't forget, we've got Chris Markowski coming up with us here in this segment, as always, here at this part of the program in hour number three. And you can hear Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street, of course. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can hear Chris right here on AM 860 The Answer at 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings and 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sunday afternoons. Again, right here on our home station of AM 860 The Answer. So let's head right over to the telephone lines and say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you, you know, there's a couple of things that caught my eye today. But to start us off, though, Chris, I wanted to ask, you know, obviously with this judgment that happened in New York against Donald Trump, $355 million, it's going to be well past that with interest and so forth. He's got to come up with this cash basically in about 30 days, and they're talking about him maybe having to sell some of his New York properties. But with the state of commercial real estate, you know, is that going to be viable, you know, or will they have him over a barrel and get these properties for a song if he ends up selling them, you know? And also, would someone want to buy these properties at this point? What do you think?
Well, again, I'm not sure exactly how he's going to handle it. He can come up with 10% of the money and then get a bond for the rest. which means that's going to be a high interest rate. He's going to borrow that money for close to 9%. Unloading real estate is going to be a very difficult thing. And this is one of the things that people don't seem to understand, is that just because a building has the Trump name on it doesn't mean that he owns it. He makes a lot of money just licensing his name out. There was a lot more buildings in New York with Trump's name on them until he beat Hillary Clinton. And a whole, condo complexes on the Upper West Side. People wanted nothing to do with him after that, and they took the name down. There was the Trump Soho Hotel that's now, I think it's called the Dominic now. They had his name come off. So he makes a lot of money licensing his name out. So you can't really sell that. It's one of the reasons why, he's doing the sneakers now, is that, he's not making the sneakers or doing anything. He just licenses his name to it, and he gets paid based upon that. The buildings that he does own in this city, a few of them, he's only a partial owner. It's a hotel in Central Park. He owns the parking garage, I think the room service kitchen, just parts of it. I don't think he owns one unit in that building. His big building on Fifth Avenue, I think he owns that outright. I don't know if he's going to have to unload part of that. I don't know what he's going to get for that. But it is a difficult situation he's in at this point in time, unless he gets someone out there to actually lend him the money for this. The issue is, again, you have to come up with the money if you want to go ahead and appeal.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion, you go through this case, you take a look at who was involved. The accountant that was putting together his paperwork said that they didn't give him all the information. I get all that. With that being said, it was a great line yesterday where he said it's like using a Hellfire missile to take out a shoplifter. This is a bit much.
Yeah.
To just say that, you want to go after somebody for doing something like that. Nobody lost anybody. It's a victimless crime. You could still call it a crime. It's just, does the punishment fit the crime? And it's totally politically motivated. It makes no sense.
Well, Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank fame, he's been making the rounds. He seems to, sort of be echoing, I think, what other investors might be thinking about New York, that number one, the policies there seem to be pretty detrimental overall. But this particular kind of ruling, doesn't that put every single investor or business person on notice that, hey, this could be done to you pretty easily, because it does set a precedent?
Yeah, what it does tells you better get your political mind right and not tick off the powers that be. New York City's got its own way of doing things, and Donald Trump managed to navigate it for a long period of time. I'll remind your listeners, he was a Democrat. Bad buddies with the Clintons. He went to Chelsea's wedding. He was able to kind of straddle the left-wing, nature of New York City. When he, decided to run for office, things changed. I'll remind everybody, he was a regular on Morning Joe. Yeah, he was buddies with Mika Brzezinski.
Right.
He had those people on his show, The Apprentice, that Donnie Deutsch guy that can't stand him. He was one of the challenges on The Apprentice in one of the early years. He was able to navigate all of that, which helped him. He was in movies. He was on Sex and the City and all of these shows. Basically what it tells you is you better get your mind right if you want to do business in New York.
Well, as far
as being a left.
No, indeed. No, I think you hit that right on the head. See, and that's the thing. And then coupled with a lot of the policies that are there already, it just seems to me that anybody who's got some smarts is going to say, I'm not going to hang around in this environment.
They play the game. It's a world to be in. It's not someplace I like to train in. And you got to know what business you're in. Again, you could be one of these businesses, the financial firm that's, raking it in and, basically generating enough tax revenue for the state. They're going to leave you alone. Jamie Dimon's got to the point where, he can sell both worlds to some degree, but, say what he wants because just his business is so big and it's so powerful, and some other ones are like that. But that's a very unique place doing business, especially if you're going to be out in the public eye.
Oh, certainly. No, I appreciate your perspective on that so very much. And, you know, in other business news, while we have some time here at the end of the segment, I saw earlier that Capital One is going to acquire Discover Financial Services. It's a huge deal, $35.3 billion. It's an all-stock deal. But what does this mean for credit card holders? Does this fundamentally change the consumer landscape for something like that, or in terms of competition and so forth, or what do you think?
I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, the rates are what rates are. I think that it's not going to be that big of a deal as far as affecting the consumer. I don't know. The government has been very tough on mergers and acquisitions. I don't know where they're going to. Lena Khan is going to step in with something like this. I don't understand their logic when they do this. I mean, they basically, stop the Spirit JetBlue deal. Man, I don't even know if Spirit's going to survive now after that. I don't know if that's, conducive to the overall economy. But that's been the nature of this administration, is to block mergers and acquisitions. So I don't know what they're going to do in regards to this.
Well, indeed. And then also, of course, we've seen these numbers come out here at the beginning of the year as we're heading into the first, we're getting almost through the first quarter here. A lot of investors, they're counting on rate cuts. I guess the question becomes, what happens if they don't get it? Or do you think it's still just inevitable that we'll have some rate cuts, especially before November?
I think there's some politics involved, and I think that the economy is a lot weaker than they've been making it out to be. They're starting to see a lot more layoffs. I think that they're going to end up lowering rates, but we're in a situation where they're going to end up lowering rates, and we've got high inflation. It's the old stagflation type of environment, which is not very good.
Well, indeed. Now, I heard the term used again the other day, deflation, and I think it was being used in context with China, but is that something that we could see happen here as well?
I'm sorry, in regards to China?
Deflation, that their economy was getting ready to start a deflationary cycle of some sort.
I'm not so sure. Mm-hmm. Deflation, I think that we'd like to, deflation is kind of a double-edged sword. I think we'd like to see deflation on everyday items that have gone parabolic? Absolutely. But when it comes to, items like televisions and cars and things like that, the problem when you have a deflationary situation is people, they stop buying, recognizing that, I can hold off and it's going to be cheaper a month from now. With items that you have to buy, that you have to survive on, you would welcome deflation. Food and mm-hmm. car insurance and other things out there, because that's what's really hurting everybody.
Well, very cool. I appreciate that so very much. And Chris Markowski, Watchdog on WallStreet.com is the website. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Got it. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. Folks, we're climbing up to the top of the hour. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
So,
these are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.